Okay, very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. We will start off with the puja offering. So today is Thursday class. Is it 28th March 2019? Yes, 28th March 2019. Yeah. Okay, we will offer the tree first. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, we all can be seated. Then let us get ready to do the chanting, puja chanting. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the Vandana onward. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Sambuddhas Namo Tass Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhas Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of likes. Ganna sarapa ditena dipena tamadansina tiloka dipang sambedang pujayami tamonodang ganda sambarayutena dupenahang suganghina Pujaye pujaniyantang Puja bhajana mutamang Vanna ganda gunopetang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siripada sarorohe Puje me buddhang kusumena nena Punnena matena cha hotu mokang Pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tata yati vinasabhavan Adivasetu no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivasetu no bante Pale parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivasetu no bante Bojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Now we will chant the puja our puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect. Triple gem, huh? Vedang Pajami Damang Pajami Sanghang Pajami. Okay, we all can be seated. Then we can have half an hour silent meditation. Just relax body and mind. Yeah? Then if you already know how to meditate, you just proceed to silent your mind. Yeah? When your silent mind is developed, the meditation will automatically take off. Okay, we are off the light. Then I will set the alarm so that in 30 minutes time, yeah, we will ring. After that, I will ring the bell. Then you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Always remember, we are here initially to train the mind so that it is mindful, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Yeah. Then after that, silence everything and use it to meditate. Yeah. Meditation is about developing wisdom, understanding. So when you have the understanding, then you can really apply the understanding to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. When you cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. So that is the complete understanding. But before you really develop the ability to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, you need to silence your mind so that you can have the meditative mind to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the universal characteristics of nature, anicchang dukkhang anatta. Then only you can develop the progress of the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation. Yeah. Without the direct seeing, you will not be able to understand who you are, what you are, and what the true mind is. Then you cannot break Sakkaya Ditthi. The moment you break Sakkaya Ditthi, you progress very fast. Yeah. So meditation, you got two parts. First part is to train the mind to develop the stability of mindfulness. Then use it to meditate. And finally, to insight into phenomena. Formal meditation is to train. Then later on, when you have the ability to stabilize your mindfulness, use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Use it to insight into phenomena. Yeah. And after you have developed that, you can go back to the formal meditation to allow the mind to settle down and cease to realize the ultimate realization, which is the cessation of form and mind, Nibbana. Mm. To realize Nibbana, there are two ways. One is, initially, most of the sainthood way, they only have a glimpse of that cessation. It's good enough, it's powerful enough. It will set you clearly on the path. And when you are on the path, you can understand many things, but not stable. So you need to continue to reflect, contemplate, until it's very, very clear and very stable. And then you will realize the friction. Then after you have cleared the first stage, only you can actually move on to the second stage of sainthood, then third stage, and finally arahanta. Unless you have cultivated before, then you can just breeze through it. Then you will understand them very easily. So basically today is just an explanation of the more comprehensive and more detailed understanding of the cultivation. Okay, I will let you develop the training of the mind you need to train. Then your spiritual faculty already developed. You can just relax and allow the mind to be. Then it will slow down and silent by itself. So when you can do that, every time you meditate, you don't need any object of meditation. You just need to understand that the original state of mind is already the meditative mind, the silent mind. The tranquility and stillness of mind is a free mind. So you don't do anything. Whatever thought, movement, they will slow down on their own. Then you will return to its original state of stillness. If you understand this and you have the spiritual faculty developed to a certain extent, it's good enough. You will realize the meditative state very fast and you can meditate very easily. Then after that, when it stabilizes, when your mind is able to be in sati, or when it hit paucity, the tranquility and stillness of mind just silence everything and stabilize it until the mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, your form and mind will know. Everything is like magnified and very clear to you. Every movement, every activity or phenomena is like very clear. It's within your field of awareness. You can be aware. So that will make your mind very quiet, very still, and very sensitive. That is what the meditative mind is all about. That is what Hui Ning meant by the first hallmark of no thought. When you are in a state of no thought, you are in sati. You are in the state of the meditative mind, which is the tranquility and stillness of mind, the pure mind. And that is the mind that can meditate and understand. So use it to meditate. Use it to develop understanding. Okay. Yeah, I will stop the instruction. Then you can continue your meditation. you can slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Then we will do the chanting. Then to page 6, we will do the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the devas or the indies come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heavenly release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakvalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajas Sunantu Sagga Mokkhadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vija charana sampano sugato lokavido Anuttaro puresa dhamma sarati satta deva manusana buddho bhagavati svakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akariko ehi pasiko opanayiko Pachyatang veditabo vinohiti Supatipano bhagavato savakasango Ujupatipano bhagavato savakasango Yaya patipano bhagavato savakasango Samichi patipano bhagavato savakasango Yadidang chattari purisa yukani Ata purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakeneyo anjali karaneyo anutarang punyang ketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Bedang pejuai me. Tamang pejuai me. Sanghang pejuai me. Okay, you can be seated. Just relax yourself, body and mind, and maintain some form of attention, and we can continue with our second session. Second session is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question and answer that you have. You can ask anything you want regarding the meditation and the teaching. Then also how this teaching can help you to develop the understanding of life, cultivate and live life, then overcome whatever problems that you have in life. You must know to apply them. So if you got any question that you may not want, that you may not understand, you can ask. Okay. Tell me, yes.
Good evening, Father Kalamitas. I got this question is because just now when I was sitting, I most probably is that daily life don't really have this mindfulness moment to moment. So when I sit down, then the feeling of like the energy of like I think it's called greed. I call it greed. Was there, and then I noticed that a lot of time the like, even though the mind become calmer, a thought came out and it comes to like involve in it, and then notice involve in it and come back.
When you are aware, that is the moment the mind separate. You understand? It's okay.
So then sometimes also an aware, then angry of that thing that happened.
So this is very important, because when you are aware, you say angry, aversion. Why? Because you still perceive it as not a good meditation. You still don't like that type of thought arising. Forget about it. Always tell yourself, give me a minute. Always tell yourself, meditation is not about good or bad meditation. Meditation is to develop the ability to silence, to be in the meditative state, to develop wisdom, understanding. So whatever mind state that arises, what did I advise you? The first support is what? See? Relax into every mind state that arises. Don't bother whether it's something you like or you don't like. Yeah, this is from your conditioning. You have been conditioned to like certain type of meditative mind state. Then when that meditative mind state doesn't come, you develop the aversion. And all this comes from the beginning statement that you make. Because you say, you before you sit down, you already have that thought that why can't you develop the daily mindfulness, the moment-to-moment awareness and the mindfulness. Then you start to sit. Then as you start to sit, you realize initially because you are trained to a certain extent, you start to become more calm. But it has not stabilized, where your spiritual faculty has not stabilized. Then the thought will come. Sometimes your spiritual faculty stabilizes also, the thought will come. We are in your daily life. You are not most of the time aware, like you mentioned just now. Because you are not most of the time aware, the thought will arise. So what? Let it arise. Because this is response to memory. During the daily life, if you most of the time not aware, means there is not much order in your daily life. So because of the disorder, there is attachment, clinging, holding on to things without you knowing it. Even later on as you progress, the very subtle holding on to things, your sense door activity, your slight reaction to whatever you perceive, that's why your views, your opinion, your condition, you start to see them very, very deep and very clear. And when you start to see them, only you can start to understand them. Then only you can root them out. So this is the later process, which is very good because there is condition. Then you can ask, then you will know. That's why meditation is not what people think. People initially will go for calmness, tranquility, stillness, absorption or one-pointedness, peace. They think that is the sign of good meditation and good progress. Actually, that is not. That is just the byproduct of training the mind. As you train the mind becomes more aware, more mindful, less thought. Naturally, it will be peaceful, calm. But you don't have to focus and concentrate and go into absorption. You don't have to make into a conditioned state to be peaceful. You can just develop understanding, relax, silent, and the natural state will come back. And that is your true mind, your meditative mind. From there, you will have to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are. That's why mindfulness can allow you to see your reaction, your conditioning, your mental activity and movement as a human being. So now you start to see the thought. Okay? Then as the thought arises, you are affected because you don't want that thought. Then initially, without your awareness, you went into the trap of the thought, means you get yourself entangled in the story for a while. But the moment you are aware that you are lost in thought, means you are getting yourself involved in that thinking, then you realize this is not meditation anymore because the mind has been distracted. You understand? That's how you come out of it. The moment you are aware, you break that what they call momentum of thinking. That's how you come out of it. Then what must you do? Relax into every mind state. So when that thought arises, let's say you develop aversion, dislike, that is the mental hindrance. That it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. So when that thing happens, relax into every mind state. Even when you become very calm, very peaceful, very tranquil through the continuous mindfulness or what, relax into it. The more you relax, the more peaceful the mind is, the more refined the mind becomes. Then through this training, you become more and more quiet. It's just aware, aware, aware. Inside that, it's just aware. Sometimes your tactile consciousness, your heartbeat or whatever vibration or anything, the hearing consciousness. You remember at the Cameron Highland, my wife described with Ingby, the knocking sound and the tapping sound at the construction site. Whatever that happened, thong, aware, finish, aware, finish. You have to learn. That is the beginning of mindfulness. Just aware, let go. The word let go shouldn't be there. Just aware, it will disappear. Aware is there. So it keep on aware, aware, aware. Until suddenly, the whole thing quiet down. Then the mind becomes very quiet, very still, very refined. Then all those sounds that happen, you don't need to be aware. It's just the mind move. The mind just move. Understand? The awareness is vivid. The awareness is just vivid. It's just vivid. And then after that, all of a sudden, there is a shift of consciousness. Suddenly, you become very quiet, very still. Means, especially when the knocking sound or the gross vibration nowhere and no more, you can perceive the silence straight away, just like when in Cameron. Then after that, all the chipping of the bird, all the vibration of nature, all become very clear. Yeah. Like just now when you might meditate, I think Sui An's phone vibrated a few times. Then she went out and opened the door for that lady to come in. So all this, if you want to know, you can know. The awareness can know. Because there is clarity. And initially it's the fan vibration. Everything is very loud. Very loud. Then it continues within the background. But as you relax into it, silent and quiet, the mind becomes different. Then the mind can take in all this without having to react or stir. then most of the time it's quiet and still. Then you become very calm, very quiet. Then you want to go back to Anapanasati to rest, to become more peaceful and calm, you can do it. Then you want to go into some form of calmness or absorption so that it can help the rest to meditate, you can do it. That's why sometimes I also do it to help you all. Because you, most of you all still need that Anapanasati type of energy to make you more calm, more easy to meditate. So it all depends on how you understand it. So this is already a good improvement, because you can describe how you get into that state. Then my duty is to explain to you why you get into that state, so that you can reflect, contemplate, then you understand this is your conditioning. Why must you do that? Because it's from the past conditioning, and you have not understood it. That's why you cannot unwind. So when you understand, the next time it comes, just like you aware that you are lost in thought, because you have already reflected, understand, contemplated, then you can do it. If you have not reflected that you are lost in thought, even you lost in thought, you also don't know. Because you don't know what you are, I mean not you, most people don't know what they are doing in the name of meditation. They just want to follow the instruction, maybe rising, falling. When they are not following it, they become unhappy. Or anapanasati, when they are not following it, they become unhappy. But for you, you have moved away from all those things. Where you understand what you are doing. You're supposed to train your mind to be in the state of awareness. So when you train, then you observe your mind. You can also, initially it's relatively quiet. Then as you go into the quietness, suddenly one thought arrives. That is where it starts to disturb you because of the conditioning. You are stuck there. Understand? So from there, you can clear. Now you know already, when the thought arrives, no need to do anything. Laugh at it. Let it arise. Means without resistance, accept it. Thought is just thought. And we're supposed to understand thought. So look at it. What type of thought? Aware. Then look at the process. When it arises, you don't give it any more mental energy, you don't get yourself involved, then what happened to it? It will disappear. It will cease. Because there is no anger, no emotion, no dislike. But when there is anger, emotion and dislike, it becomes the content. When it becomes the content, you have to silence and be with it until it ceases. But before it develops into the content, you just aware, finish. You don't react, you just accept that reality. Or we call let things be. Understand? Thought arise, thought disappear, thought come and go. That is its characteristic. So when you understand, you silent, relax into it. That silent, relax, initial, first support is very important. Relax into every mind state that arises. So aware means silent the mind. The moment you are without thought, you are already aware. So after relax, you don't do anything. Just silent. That is the awareness. So you have to develop more and more of this ability to be aware. Then this awareness is very near your true mind. Then this, when it stabilizes, it will become very calm, very peaceful. Then you experience piti. Then you continue to relax into it, it will move on to sukhang. Yeah. Then later on, you continue to relax and silent, you will hit the silent mind, pasati. Yeah. For us who do this, we will reach pasati very fast. But those who do one-pointedness and absorption, they will actually go into piti very strong. Then after that, if they know how to relax a bit, they will experience the blissful state. Yeah. So all these are jhanic factor. Yeah. Then they hold everything at one point, ekagata, so that one develop energy field, jhanic energy field. Yeah. And they push it out. Because they got no way of releasing their energy. So they use it for psychic, for jhana and all those things. Then some they use it to radiate love and metta. Yeah. Then if they do that, they open up their heart, which is good. Yeah. But try not to get it developed, because thought-based energy are all with yin and yang, without the wisdom one. So it can cut you both sides. Yeah. If you don't know how to develop it and use it, then it will lead to complication. Yeah. So these two steps very important. Relax and maintain awareness. Then after that, you must be in that state for as long as you can. Then whatever that arises during that time, that is wisdom, understanding. Through the silence, you will understand. Your conditioning, everything you will see. Then you know why you behave like that, why you become like that. Because of your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, everything that you hold on to in your memory. Yeah. Because this is what memory is all about, like here. Huh? What is memory? Accumulation of experiences, good and bad. It includes all your fear, phobia, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, your whatever mental conditioning, belief system, everything. And your thought arise from here, respond to memory. Your thoughts are respond to memory. So from these accumulated experiences, views, opinion, and conditioning, it arise. That's how it conditions you to into like and dislike. But when you straighten your view, you become different. The moment you are lost in thought, heedless, you will be aware, straight away. Like what happened to you, then you come out. Understand? When you come out, you break the momentum. Then you relax again, silent, away. Yeah. Then always remember, when you are inside that in that state, just maintain the awareness. Whatever tactile phenomena that arise, contact or hearing or whatever, just relax into it. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. If you are just aware, finish, like mind sweeping matter, what happened? Feel, relax. Feel, relax. Now at the mind, you don't even have to feel another, just relax, silent. When you relax, silent, you just aware, finish. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. So this is the more refined training of the mind to be aware most of the time. Then later on, when you are so aware, the mind will make you aware on your own. You don't need to be aware inside every moment, like the heartbeat. Aware, it's like make you aware. Like throughout the day, you cannot be not in the state of non-awareness. It make you aware. Yeah. It will come, it will happen. When you do your daily mindfulness correctly, then you are most of the time aware. Then this one will make you aware. Because this is the new training, the new way of living, heedful way of living. Very good. Sadhu, yeah, continue. Yeah.
Just now when Dorothy, you said you were doing this, the Anapanasati, it was...
You can hear, you can hear my breath when I draw it. You should be able to.
So then, after hearing it a bit, then was calm, then that's why the thought came up, involved in it.
That's very good. Because when I draw my Anapanasati, it's to help you all. Then I can just silent and draw. Then my Anapanasati very strong, very continuous my work. You go to what Padmanachar, a lot of this type of Anapanasati energy. Because this monk, every day also do Anapanasati. But they don't know how to silence it and reach Pasati. They think they must be in the state, and they enjoy the absorption. That's how, that piti, the sukha, the peacefulness, the calm, and they can go into that state very fast.
That later part that what you said later after a few times the thought arise involved in it a bit, and then when the mind kind of know already what is going already, and then the mind calm, but even though the thoughts was coming up, and even the thought is coming up, but you can see that maybe this is a thought came up was maybe for me to learn.
Yeah, for you to learn. You will have the understanding because you have heard them. You have heard this sharing. So everything is like a teacher to you. You remember in the Cameron Island? Life itself is our greatest teacher. That's why everything that arises within your own form and mind is your teacher. Yeah, this is the one that teach you and make you understand and develop the wisdom. That is what meditation is all about. Very good. Started to you.
Then when I have this thought that this is a teacher, then it's become a bit calmer.
You are more confident already. Means you got no aversion towards it already. Means you meet all those difficult people. Not like last time. Hey, I want to avoid him. This fellow, every time like that. No more. You inside gratitude. Thank you, my teacher coming. This is where I can be tested. Otherwise, I cannot be tested. So you will start to like the people who disturbed you last time. Especially at home, you got certain brother, sister who are naughty one. That is the one that can teach you, can train you. And one day you can even smile and say, thank you so much. So then the guy will be very surprised. Why my sister now like that? Last time I get angry. Yeah. That's how you transform through understanding. You turn things around. You perceive things with wholesomeness, with understanding. Then there is joy. Then that joy develops into an understanding. Then you live differently. You behave differently. And you will have a lot of this understanding to make you peaceful all the time. No matter what situation in life, what type of people you meet, what type of condition is the world, you are always at peace. Because these are all conditions for you to learn, for you to develop understanding, for you to test yourself. Yeah? Because the form and mind is not me, not you, understand? But it's a tool, an instrument, especially the mind, for me to learn. Then the awareness is the one that is aware and they can develop the wisdom. That's why the awareness is separate from the form and mind. Form and mind karmically conditional. A vehicle and a tool for us to come and for us to use. So use it. Then when you use with the awareness, you see how you function as a human being, you learn. That's why you start to know who you are, what you are. That is the mundane mind, understand? That is the form and mind. Yeah. The true nature, no need to learn one. The true nature is already in that state, so no need to know one. It's already like that. But the form and mind, that's why you have to learn to understand who you are, what you are. That is our form and mind, especially the mundane mind. How the mundane mind move, how it gets itself entangled through its own self-delusion. Self-delusion that condition our own selfishness, craving, the evil root of like and dislike. Fear, worry, anxiety. So this is what wisdom is all. That's how through awareness you can be aware of your evil roots. Yeah. Because you know what constitutes evil. So loss in thought is the first stage. And later on the content of consciousness, you see your dislike, like just now the aversion. So you straight away can link. This is mental hindrance. The first two, sensual desire, it will hinder our mind from entering the meditative state. So if you reflect and contemplate, you will know what to do. It's just like the second way that the Buddha taught. If you allow this evil root to stay in your heart or your mind, it will make you evil. Your life, you decide. Do you want that to happen? If you don't want, straight away it will disappear. It will not even stay there. Because your awareness has become different. That's why now you are able to start to see all this, which is very good. And when you can see in your formal meditation, later on you will see in your daily life. Yeah. Then you will start to understand. Before you act and move, you will start to understand. The content of consciousness become clear to you. That is the cittanupassana. When the content of consciousness have fear, you are aware. Have greed, you are aware. Have selfishness, you are aware. Have the conditioning to react, you are aware. Then whether it's peaceful or not peaceful, you're aware. You keep on aware. And through the straightening of you, you keep on understanding how to become peaceful, how to maintain that peace within. If you cannot maintain the peace within, the duality keep on arising. And this duality is the one that make you not peaceful. Where this one create the first two mental hindrances of sensual desire. You. So this is how you slow down all this. Then when you can accept more and more, you will be at peace more and more. Then more sati, less stirring of the mind. Yeah. Then you are just happy, peaceful, aware. That's why your daily mindfulness will come. Yeah. Then you realize the hateful way of living is so beautiful, so different from the last time, the heedless way of living, the agitated. The very deluded way, so different. And you really can take control of your life. Now it's no more the thought through its conditioning and wrong view and habitual tendency telling you what to do. Now you can tell the thought, stop. no more, and not. Now, my understanding take over. Awareness take over. When the awareness, the moment is aware, it ceases to have power over you, because you have contemplated, you have understood the truth. So the moment you contemplate, this understanding is already there. So the moment it arises through the awareness that Yoni So Manasikara, this understanding, after you straighten your view, there is understanding. This one will come out and tell you, just like what happened to you. Straight away you saw that thought. Yeah. Then you know you are lost in thought. But that is the Yoni So Manasikara that you have developed. Wise attention at the moment of science experience. So when you know you are lost in thought, relax into it. Don't develop any aversion, just come out of it. But that moment you are aware, the momentum of thinking break. So when the momentum of thinking break, you can come out and develop the ability to be aware. Just silent, then relax. Then aware, aware, aware. So all the meditative state inside is just the awareness. Understand? Then this awareness also will slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. You will follow your heartbeat until the heartbeat very quiet. Then suddenly, no more movement. No need to be aware. The still mind is so still. Yeah. Then that time, if you want to go to the contact, you will go. If you don't want, the contact has nothing to do with you. Understand? The contact just like liang through like that. You are just in that stillness. Just aware. Not even an observer. Just aware. You just aware. Yeah. You don't have to be that like the tactile movement, all those things. Initially you have to follow. You have to follow. But initially it's still the beginning stage, the starting of training. But as you become more and more skillful, then you can maintain the silence and stillness. And then you see a different movement. Everything is different again. So that's why you have the condition. I can explain all the otherwise last time I explained, you cannot understand because you are not ready. So most of you now, as you believe, you have done your daily mindfulness, you can observe what Tammy is starting to observe. And you will understand what meditation is. So it's no more about trying to look for good meditation or bad meditation. No. It's just training the mind to be aware, to develop the wisdom, the understanding of who you are, what you are, and how your mundane mind react and stir and do all those funny things which you never see. Then how when thought arises, you get yourself entangled without understanding. But now you have the mindfulness, you are aware. And you can even be aware of the process of your mind getting into that settled state of calmness, awareness, more peaceful. Then suddenly the thought arises. Then what you do? Initially, it's always you get involved. Then after that, you aware that you are involved. Then you come out of it. Then later on, you will do just the awareness, aware, 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 nothing, nothing else. Then you start to see thought come and go. Thought is of that nature, arise and pass away. Then you just have that wisdom and understanding to accept it for what it is. Then it ceases to have power over you. Then it will start to slow down, slow down, slow down. For you, now the activity of mind is less when you are in the former state because you have developed some form of daily mindfulness. Yeah? Otherwise, it cannot happen. Then you have more moment of awareness. But last time, you get involved with the thought very fast because you use Dhamma knowledge to understand. Then you try to relate it to Dhamma knowledge. When you were in Burma, you did a lot of that thing. Yeah? So now you have improved actually, which is very good. So the strengthening of the view, the awareness will help you to break all this. Then your straightening of view will bring forth the understanding that what you are doing is the old way, the conditioning. Also. So the new way is when you understand, go back to the four support. Relax into every mind state that arrives. Don't care what mind state, whether peacefulness or thought or whatever. Just relax into it. Then it loses its power. You are not deceived by it, not deluded by it. So you don't get yourself involved and entangled anymore. You don't try to join the story inside there. So that one will make you calm. Then you draw. You withdraw from that, what they call sankhara activity. Your sankara activity through your delusion or wrong view will condition you to react more inside there. The content of consciousness will have more and more of this duality inside there. That's how that you create a chain of proliferated thought story, that it will tell its own story. So this is very beautiful. Then later on, when you are more and more stable, more and more skillful, you realize this is what people do in their dreams. When they go into the sleep, initially very fast they go into the subconscious, then the dream state, the subconscious release. And this is what is going on, because they are involved in that. Thought is responsible. So when the memory comes, they are like inside there talking together with the released subconscious mind. Subconscious mind. Then after that, they continue to like more. You can sleep, then this subconscious release, then you fall into deeper sleep. Then you have a good sleep. But most of them won't be long. After a while, they wake up already. All the unfinished thought will continue. But if you have developed your meditation very well, you have developed all this understanding, then the moment you want to sleep, you just sleep. And you hardly dream. You hardly dream. Even when the dream comes, you'll be aware that it just go. It's a subconscious release. Yeah. Then later on, you will go into a very deep state of sleep. When you go into the deep state of sleep, the very deep trap phobia or whatever start to release. Start to release. You will see them all coming out. Yeah. Then it like just release like energy. Then you know what it is. Then you have a lot of joy. Then all this gone. Like last time exam, I used to tell you, after you graduate very long, you still think you haven't passed your exam. You still got the phobia inside there and fear. So after you release out, no more. No more. Until today, no more. Cannot have that type of dream anymore, because it's already understood and released out. Very good, yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
Regarding that one, you say that having the phobia or something. I think sometimes when in Burma, I wanna. Sometimes I hit Zhong Choi like that, hit the bed. Then that time I remember I was sitting in my room, Then all of a sudden the. I think it's a phobia or a bad memory, but I've forgotten what I said. But that time when it arrived, that time I was crying, but here was joy, you know. It's like understand.
I know.
Why I was sad because I was young and I think this thought
you don't
that,
understand.
But now I'm older, really.
You
that
understand.
Thought is not so.
Correct. So you know it's a subconscious release, so you have joy, understand? It's releasing out. So when you don't go and fear it, it has no power over you. Because when you go and fear it, you dislike that dream. Again. Just like somebody say, I still got anger. Exactly the same. Means I still got phobia. I still got this fear. But actually it's already exam long ago over. But because during that time when you are in the uni, that fear of failure, not graduating, that projected fear and phobia is so strong in all the students. Even very good students also have this fear and phobia. They're very scared, come back to refer. And I said, refer, the thought was that you fail, kick out. Wow, that one a lot of people, when they project the thought, they really cannot take it. And you really have to refer, I tell you, it's not easy to go through. But most people are able to pass and clear, but there are some who may have to refer one paper or two paper, then they also clear, then they pass. But most of these who went through all this, they have phobia, fear and all this thing. Then if they don't know how to meditate and allow this to release, it will be there for many years, even after they graduate. They still think they haven't finished their exam. Then this one is something like, because when you are not in your awareness state, when you are in your subconscious state, you may not even remember that this is the trapped internal phobia or fear. So you will believe that thought, understand? Because it's a subconscious reminder to you. and that high, you still believe you haven't finished the exam. When you wake up only, you realize, hey, how come I already graduate, worked so long, I still got this type of dream. So these are the things that will happen. Yeah. But when you understand, the moment you understand, you can root it out. Because you will have no more power over you, because you will know this is a subconscious release. So you don't go and react to it, you don't go and fear it, you don't go and fight it, you don't go and suppress it. If you do any of that, it become more strong, you will accumulate more inside, then you will not be released on. Then later on, keep on coming out. Because you are not rooted out. Rooted out means you need wisdom to understand that the form and mind is just a form and mind. These are trap phobia, need to be released. I can only release it when I'm in a meditative state. Then I release it. When I sleep, I aware, then I release it. If I'm not aware when it come out, you have restricted your view, then this is like the unisop manaskara, it will come out. Hey, I already finished my exam. What are you trying to do? Then it will lose its power, understand? It will come out and remind you. So unisop manaskara is a type of initial wisdom that will appear when defilement comes, understand? So at that moment, you will know how to act, because this is the initial wisdom that will teach you how to act. So the initial wisdom through hearing, reflection and contemplation is very important. That one will clear. That's why all the initial duality of like and dislike, sensual desire, you will, that yonisop manasikara will clear for you. So when that one clear, you will have more and more moment of calmness, peacefulness, awareness, where your mind no longer stir and react like before. That's why the daily mindfulness sati sampajana can take place. Then when the sati sampajana can take place, then you are more and more peaceful, more and more calm. You got more and more space between thought. Then all this conditioning will start to break free. Where the space between thought is what they call energy. Wisdom energy, not thought energy. So this wisdom energy, born of no thought one, is your actually true mind, the very good vibration inside there. Then as your wisdom increase, the vibration become more and more fine, more and more fine. That's why finally when the vibration becomes so fine, the mundane mind cannot stay there. Then it will drop off, it will collapse. It has reached that level of vibration where this mundane mind, which is too gross to exist up there, then it will drop off. The whole layer of consciousness will just drop off. Then that time your nature shine off. Without the mundane mind, your true nature, your awareness, just shine for all of that. Like the sun, no more cloud in front, no more all those things that obscure your true nature, your awareness. So the thing that obscures your true nature is the mundane mind, with its thought process, with its emotion, fear, phobia, accumulated thing inside that. And that one, very strong obstruction. That's why you are always lost in thought, involved in that thing. So when you are involved in that thing, it keep on obscuring the mind. It creates more and more obscure, what they call obscurity, means the awareness cannot shine up. You got no chance for the awareness to come out. All the time you are lost in thought, reacting, stirring, emotional, fear, worry, anxiety. All this are going on until there is no space. Sleep also no space. Sleep also that thing keep on releasing out. Because your mind is in disorder. There is no order at all. And this accumulated fear and phobia need to be released. Otherwise the brain can go cuckoo. That's why people go into depression and all those things. Keep on thinking like a tape recorder like that. Cuckoo no talk. Keep on repeating, 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 repeating until they cannot take it. The fear, the phobia, the worry becomes so intense. Then there is panic attack due to karmic and all those things. Okay? Yeah, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any more? Reporting of meditation or question or any Dhamma topic that you want me to discuss. Before I forget, this book is a very good book. It's a new book. I think we only distribute to the retreat people because the book came out just before the retreat, I think 1 or 2 days. So we brought quite a number of copies out. Then for Thursday class, if you have not received, on the way out, you can collect it. Yeah? If you got Kailamita who may not be here today, you want to collect and pass it to them, you can. Yeah? No problem. So this is a very good book, Understanding the Heart and the Mind. Where these two you can differentiate, you will progress very fast. Then this one describes a lot of things. Not only the heart, the conscience, the seat of consciousness, the gateway to your nature. Everything is there. Yeah? Because of condition at that time, that Thursday class was a very unique one. So all these were discussed. And I have the condition to explain because there were the right and appropriate, beautiful condition for this type of teaching to come out. Yeah. So you read through it, you will understand. At the retreat, I share this 3 times over, I think, I chose certain important topic inside. All 3 are different. Yeah. So you go and listen to the recording, also you can find it. Then you read this one. Yeah. You can understand, read it first. After you read, you can't understand, you can ask me whatever question you want. Then if you really want to probe deeper, listen to the retreat sharing on this book. Yeah. It will help you a lot because I explain them again. Yeah. And this is a very good transcript because when it was spoken, it's already almost in that form. So when I did the editing, I just smoothened the language flow and to make it easier for you all to understand. Okay, so make a note. Then there's a video on I think Chin Hao sent out. If you don't mind, you can make it into like a beautiful garden. The mind is like a garden. So if your mind is like a garden, you don't want your garden to have all the weeds and all those lalang. You want to have beautiful plants. Then you can have a proper garden. So your mind, you really have to take care. Like you take care of your garden. You don't take care of your garden very fast. You neglect, the lalang will breed faster than the beautiful plant. Then you have problem. When you have problem, what you do? You ask the gardener to come. They will get rid of all the lalang first. Then they start to help you to clear, then plant. Then sometimes too bad, they will recommend pesticide. When you put pesticide, you have big problem because your garden is almost destroyed. So don't ever go to the stage, neglect it until you have to put pesticide to kill it. You must develop the understanding and wisdom to root it out. When you can root it out, then it's like your garden is free of all these weeds and lalang, and all the what they call not appropriate plants, the one that have a lot of thorn and all those things, all you can clear. Then your garden become beautiful. Then there is order, there is joy. Then you have all the appropriate condition for you to live within your own mind. The garden of goodness, kindness, gratitude, understanding, wisdom. Then you will have all this virtue in you, the good mind state, gentleness, pleasantness, kindness, goodness. Then the respect, the contentment, the humility. So all this will become your good seeds. You will plant the seed of wholesomeness. Goodness. Yeah. Clang, clang, thanks. Yeah, you must give to Nancy, then pass to the clang people. If you need more, tell them we still have a lot more. So this will be useful. Any more reporting or question? Anything that you all want to develop as understanding? So far, I think the teaching is all there, and you all should be able to understand it, and it should be very clear to you by now, what meditation is, how is it you can develop the understanding to develop the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Once you understand what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, and what did the Buddha actually in his teaching emphasize on, then you will be able to get it appropriately developed. Yeah. Then you can use it. Yeah. And your progress along the path of Dhamma will be very fast. And when you understand and do, you do with understanding, you progress very fast. Actually, meditation is not difficult. Then when you know how to meditate, the wisdom will come, the understanding will come. Technically, you don't have to do anything. Like the Buddha said, the moment you are heedful, you are home. The moment you are heedful, you are ever mindful. And you can meditate. That's what heedfulness is all about. Ever mindful. Constantly meditative. Then all the understanding will unfold because of your heedfulness, your mindfulness. Without mindfulness, you cannot start. If you don't have mindfulness, you cannot have heedfulness. And without heedfulness, you are as if dead. It's very clear. So the first training is to develop the ability to be heedful. And to be heedful, the Buddha said very simple. Spiritual faculty there, the mental hindrance gone. You relax, aware, sati take over. Then you stabilize it, you ever mindful. Use it to cultivate. No way for power. First, to understand yourself. Who you are, what you are. And then from there, you will be able to have the right view, to straighten the view. Once you have your view straightened, all the other essential Dhamma will fall into place. The advice of the Buddha, yeah, understanding who you are, what you are, then root out all the Sakkaya Ditti, all those things, then see clearly the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, the mental hindrance, then apply the four right effort to constantly purify. Then from there, your whole cultivation just flow. And everything you reflect, contemplate, there is joy, the understanding is there. Then it just by itself transform you. Your mundane mind will start to become a good tool for you to use. It's no longer the other way around, where the thought control your life. You become heedless and you believe the thought, and the thought become your master. But when you understand through awareness, you see, you root out all the unwholesome thought. Initially, it's through the four right effort. When you aware, understand, you can abandon. Then you can prevent it from arising. And then you cultivate all the right thought that are still not in you. Then refine upon it, perfect it. After that, you will be beautiful. Then you will have sense restraint. Then you will have the three way of right conduct. After that, you cultivate four foundation of mindfulness. You awaken very fast. Then the seven factor of enlightenment keep on arising. That's what Avijja Sutta is all about. So you start with listening to the Dhamma. Of course, you must have Dhamma friend to have opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. After you listen, you straighten your view, you develop the faith. After the faith is developed, you straighten your view, then you contemplate, reflect, initial wisdom, yuniso manasikara is there. And once that one is there, the sati sampajana, the daily mindfulness will come. Without the initial wisdom, according to Avijja Sutta, you cannot develop the daily mindfulness. That's why you must have initial wisdom. Then you must have the faith and straighten your view. When you straighten your view, the initial wisdom will come through reflection, contemplation, and constantly listening to the true Dhamma. Then when Sati Sampajana is there, your sense restraint will be there. Because you can see through that daily mindfulness, stability of it, all of the evil roots, all of the mental hindrance, and you can understand how you function as a human being. The law, dependent origination, the Four Noble Truths, everything become clear. Then when you have that very, very deeply understood, then your sense restraint is automatic. Then after that, the way you conduct yourself, right thought, right speech, right action is automatic, the three way of right conduct. Where you are incapable of evil, negativity. By then you are at least a sotapan. Then you can overcome covetousness and grief. That's why the Buddha always in the Satipatthana Sutta mentioned, after overcoming covetousness and grief, then only you cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. That is the reason why it is supposed to be that way. So Avijja Sutta also, the steps is very clear following that. Then after you are able to do your four foundation of mindfulness, means you are at least a sotapan. That's why when you come to Satipatthana Sutta, you remember what did the sutta say or not? Maximum 7 years, minimum 7 days. Then you will realize what? At least anagami. You understand? So actually technically, by the time you can do the four foundation of mindfulness, you are actually at least a sotapan, but very likely you will hit Sakadagami also. Yeah, because after that, no more Sakadagami, no. At least, no. You see, if some form of attachment or clinging is still there, the mana, I will say, then you will be an anagami. Otherwise, if you do the four foundation of mindfulness, he guarantee you arahant straight away. He used the word, if there is some form of minor attachment or clinging, means the last five fetters, attachment to form jhana, formless jhana, then minor conceit, or restlessness of mind. The minor conceit is the slight attachment. Then you are at least an anagami. Then if that one is gone, you become an arahant. That's why by the time you do four foundation of mindfulness, you are actually already at least a sotapan. And some of them already Sakadagami. You know why? Sakadagami is a very slight improvement over the sotapan. You understand? We have the third and fourth, the fourth and fifth fetters, sensual desire, ill will, they just attenuate it only, You understand? Attenuate means reduce it only, They haven't rooted it out. But anagami rooted it out already. So at the second stage of sainthood, actually after sotapanna, you can develop that one. Sometimes they do it together. They have done it in the past. By the time you break Sakaya Ditti, your sensual desire, you will also will be attenuated or very fast rooted out. These are all related. Because when you cultivate, the most difficult to root out is Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion. That one, the egoic mind, very difficult to root out, not easy. But you must really, through the silent mind, insight into phenomena, then reflect, contemplate, to prepare your mind to receive truth, then very fast. That's why during the Buddha's time, fire sermon, or anatta lakkhana sutta, all become arahant. Then you ask, did they sit? Did they meditate? They didn't. They just listened. But in the past, they have cultivated before. That's why when they listen, they can realize it. And a lot of them become sotapan through listening. They are not in a meditative state, but they listen attentively through understanding. And it's not difficult, really. The moment you understand, you really, just like the flip of the palm. The moment you understand, you become like that already. But when you don't understand, you continually be like that, clouded. But you cannot see. Then you use the thought.
try to rationalize why I cannot understand. Why I it's not the thought. You have to completely relax, silent, aware. And through the awareness, you will awaken. And when you awaken, you realize, yeah, this is not what I think all the while. Then you realize the form and mind is really, like the Buddha said, the physical body is an element. They come and go, follow the way of nature. You got no control. Then the mind, the four aggregate, is the same. Feeling also come and go, arise and pass away. Not a permanent and changing entity. And when it arise and pass away, you didn't die. How can it be you? That's why it's anatta, non-self. It's impermanent. Then you realize all these aggregate, if they are not you, then why did they arise in you? Then you realize this form of mind is karmically conditional for you to come to this world. It's a vehicle and a tool for you to come, to live life, to experience life, to do all the things that you want to do, cultivate and develop the understanding, all those things. It's part and parcel of the form of mind. So when you understand, you break your Sakkaya Ditti, you use it. Then it doesn't affect you anymore, understand or not? Oh, it's just like, you know that this is not me, then I can use it, you know. Then when it falls sick, yeah, get old and about to die, I don't have to worry about it, but this was never me, understand or not? So when I have that understanding, I will be able to have that joy, understanding, and appreciate whatever part that can still serve this nature, you will use it. You will not complain, understand or not? Then when it's like the bullock cart, the Buddha said like a worn out block cut, that means all the part about to break and fail already. Then you someone who want to eat for what? Grabs onto it for what? Let it be. It's just a worn out block cut, you ask him to remain in the world for what? Use all the psychic and jhana to hold it together. For what? No point, answer. Like what I understand is the Buddha has been teaching the Dhamma since the year he was 35 years old until 80. So he has taught for 45 years. So 45 years not enough. Even he stay on for another 100 years, so no use. If 45 years you still don't really understand what he teach you, you are not really serious about things. Actually, the first 5 years is very, very important. That's why during the first 5 years, he got no problem. Because most of the time, no need rules. The Patimokkha don't have so many rules. But as the sasana gets longer and longer until before the Buddha Sparinibbana, all the precepts accumulate until 227. We have too much problem. So without problem, the Buddha will introduce a precept. Without problem, no way. But every time got problem, he will introduce some precept. That's why later on he says some minor precept you can do away with, but the major one you cannot. Major one you have to hold on to it. Because once you break that major one, you lose your ability to be a monk. Your ordination got no more meaning. Gone. That's why he insists the major rule you must not violate. Anything else that you all want to know? So far, about the training, the teaching, and the meditation, I think should be very clear by now. Because with this understanding, you will progress very fast. The only thing I realize most of you all are stuck is the daily mindfulness. Some of you all have done it very well. Then you are moving correctly. But most of them, I don't know why, they still cannot do it. Because you think it's something impossible, you find it so difficult. No, it's not impossible. It's actually relatively easy. When you determine to be aware, nobody can stop you. I used to say you only need three things. What are the three things? First one is what? Faith. Very strong. Faith. Then sincerity. Pamasuri got it right. Third one? Just persevere. Sincerity. R.I. or what? R.I. Perseverance. or diligent. Just do, don't try to know. Means with understanding, just walk the way, cultivate. Yeah. You have these three, nothing can stop you, especially the first two. When your faith is very strong, when your sincerity is very strong, this one, no more doubt. No more doubt. That's why you will not doubt that you cannot do. Why? Because you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching. If the Buddha can do it, I can do it. That's why this one will drive you. And this faith is a spiritual faculty. It will let you understand spiritual teaching. When you have faith in your teacher, when you have faith in the Dhamma, when you have faith in what you are doing, you will progress very fast. Yeah. Then sincerity is when you are sincere, you never deviate. How to spell our debate? I-A-D-E, yeah, you will never debate. Thank you. But never debate means because you are sincere, you will not look for psychic and all those things, you understand? Huh? You will not look for fame and all those things. You just want to develop the wisdom. Yeah. So, never debate means your sole aim is to understand, free the mind. Only wisdom free. Yeah, this one will let you understand. Only wisdom free. Nothing else. So you will not debate. You will not go into psychic and all those things. Only wisdom free. The mind. Then when you persevere, means you have patient endurance. You have kanti. Yeah. You just persevere. You just continue. And you will realize the understanding, the awakening. Yeah. So this is just the three very important spiritual faculty and understanding that you need to have. Mm. The faith will drive you. Huh? And when you are sincere, you never deviate. You will be always on the right path. Yeah? You only go for wisdom, understanding. And you know this is the only thing that frees the mind. Without wisdom connected to the form and mind, the form and mind is useless. This wisdom is the one that uses the form and mind. So when the user has wisdom, the form and mind become wise. The form and mind is awakened. So without wisdom, this form and mind is deluded. You cannot have a liberate. Mm. Then you don't persevere, you will drop out. You will not finish your training. You don't finish your training, it's like you didn't finish your final exam. You will not graduate. But actually it's not difficult. Actually with the sasana and with the amount of Dhamma I teach you, if you were to listen to my sharing attentively or on your own, read the Dhamma, you will awaken. Because it's not difficult, actually. Yeah. And suddenly, one day, you realize, all along was not that so simple. How come people cannot see? But I tell you, those who cannot see really cannot see. You tell them, like that also cannot see. They look at you. There is nothing to see. How do you see? Yeah, they really cannot understand you. It's just like to you. Why can't you understand that this form of mind is not you? Karmically conditioned for you to come. And this subject to karma, everything the Buddha already teach. Why can't you see? That guy will look at you. Are you sure? I am as alive as what I am. No? Well, how can this not be me? He will tell you. Yes. The Sakaya Ditti cannot understand. Then, because he has that delusion, he will fear this one getting old, getting sick and die. And the worst is that they, Suyan, they all mention this dementia thing. It really is a very serious disease associated with getting old, aging. it seems according to research, not that many in the world, but there is quite a small percentage. So also I think in the world, they are talking about tens of thousands of people having dementia. It really can be very traumatic. My neighbor kena. He 80 plus already only kena. And you can see his health deteriorate so fast. He's a Christian, very staunch Christian. But when he has dementia, he is not himself. The wife is having big problems. The wife also almost the same age. Got to take care of him, somehow take care of himself. And the children all overseas, one is a doctor in UK, one is a, I think, professional in Singapore. That's why recently the children come back more often, but also cannot. Because the two of them, sometimes the wife had to go and do marketing a bit and cook very simple thing and eat. So last time the husband used to go out and buy, where he was very mobile. Then the wife, because of the eye problem, she was almost blind. Then she recovered. Then she cannot actually come out into the sunlight for very long. Yeah. But now already, I think, okay. Then the wife also got another very bad sickness, kidney failure. Went to China, do a kidney transplant. Luckily, she recovered. She take the medication, non-rejection one, for a few years. Then I think now stabilized already. You know what happened to the husband? Because of his condition, dementia, he got two cars. He liked his beloved car. He got one BMW, the company, after he retired, gave it to him. Then he got a very old model type of Honda Accord. The very early 80s one, I think, the model. So every day, this two car is in his house. Then morning come out, he will wash his car, clean his car. So after he got his dementia, the wife start to take over the thing he do, and finally make decision for him. Tell him, I'm going to sell your car. Well, you can't drive anymore. And all his shares also. That's why I was so surprised why 1 year ago, the wife called me out to sell the husband's share instead of the husband called me out. Then I also make sure it's really not any misunderstanding. Then I call the husband. Then the husband said, okay. He said, yeah, I know. Then 2-3 days back, I think last week weekend after our retreat come back. On that Sunday, I think. Suddenly, early morning, he come out. He complained to my wife, He said, my car stolen. Then my wife looked, no car, both the cars are gone. Then my wife heard from the wife, say they sold out the BMW. So my wife called me, I went out and I talked to him. I said, you sure the car stolen? When was it stolen? He said, after my friend fetched me to church, come back, 12 something, the car gone. I said, you sure? I heard your wife say you sold off your BM. He said, yeah, I sold off, but I bought another one. He couldn't tell us. Actually, the other car was the son's car from Singapore. He still remembers it's a Mazda. He said, 我还有两辆, we are Taiwanese. He said, 一辆 Honda Accord, 一辆 Mazda. Huh? So I also not sure. Then I said, your wife in or not? He said, sleeping upstairs, sit down. Then I said, what you want me to do? He said, help me to make police report. So I call up the guard first. I said, I will ask the guard to come. Then the guard will take you to the police station. I may accompany you. Then we go and make the report. Luckily, didn't go and make the report. Well, the guard told us, your house and my house, the guard house outside, they got a video camera, to our house, I said, that very good. We go and see the video camera. He said, 8 something until 12 something. I spent almost 1-2 hours inside there looking at the video. No car go in, no car come out. Then I said, need to call your wife. The wife actually called him. The wife was locked in the house. The key also he take out. I tell you. Then the wife talked to me. After that, I asked the wife, I said, the car still there. I said, he called me, 张先生不要听他讲，他有问题。他每天忘记 told him more than 10 times. Then I said, better write on a piece of paper to remind him and put in the pocket. He said, write already, give him, but he never read. He keep on telling him. Yeah, the wife also don't know what to do with it. The recent thing, all he forget. Then after I questioned him a few times, because the wife confirmed, I said, 你太太讲卖掉了。Then he looked at me, you may? Someone asked me. Then after that, he go back. Of course, the wife, I think, scolded him. He said, 你讲了卖掉了几次了，你还忘记什么什么。搞到不好意思，要张先生陪你去那边陪一下，你知道？那 I told the wife, I said, 没事没事。I said, then after that, he like, don't know what to do. Then he come and talk to me. He said, 现在老了，记性不好。I said, 没事没事。I said, it's normal. But my answer is normal for dementia people. So because of that, I really can understand why dementia can be a really traumatic thing. Because the people who have to take care of these type of people is not easy. But if you have awareness, you don't worry. you can cope one. Then I think they sent one video in a Singaporean one. Was it you sent on? Oh, not you. The Singaporean one is worse. 48 years old one. Not you sent on. Who sent on? Somebody else. This guy is a chemistry teacher. 48 years old, he has dementia. And he quarreled with the wife. He keep on forgetting things. And the wife reminded him. He argued and quarreled with the wife. Until later on, he realized he had this. He was really, really sad and almost depressed. And he cried. And he tried to relate the story. He said, not easy. Because all the recent things are very fast for you. And cannot really drive car. So like that, how to drive car? Then today I met Sam. A few houses from his house. There were two neighbors. One neighbor was driving the car out. Then he was behind this neighbor's house parent who got dementia. The father was driving. So what happened was, he decided to suddenly stop, then reverse his car and want to turn back to his house. He didn't even know there's a car at the back. He just reversed like, palm, still don't know. But the wife knew, the wife sit at the side. Then they turn in. Wow, this neighbor say, what the hell is my neighbor is doing? So he chased after him and reached the house. Reached the house, pressed the bell. Come on. The husband, of course, cannot remember. He said, where got such thing? He said, don't simply accuse me. Then the wife saw the husband like that, also pretend to act, don't know. But the son know. The son come out, talk to him. You better tell the truth and all those things. Then the son apologized to the neighbor. He said, my father got dementia. He cannot remember things. Sorry. So after that, I think they settled. That's why. If you have this, you don't let them walk out of the house. They don't know how to come home, I tell you. Yeah, my sister-in-law's mother was like that. Lost a few times. Walk out of the house, don't know how to come back. Give them the address in their pocket and purse. They also don't know how to show to people. And they have to go and look for her. Then sometimes, I think public, who pity them, bring her to the police station. Then they ask, anybody know this lady? That's some of the neighborhood people who know her. Then they say, oh, their family one. So call them. Then they went to the police station and bring her back. Many times. Then when I was young, I remember my mother told me, our neighbor, not far, a few houses away, she also got dementia. She 80 plus already also. She sometimes forgot that she was not dressing anything. Just walk out of the house like that. until the daughter-in-law, ayo, got to go and bring the clothes, everything, and wrap around her, like sarong like that, and bring her home. Then keep on wanting thing, forgetting thing. Then cannot control a lot of things. So not easy. So this reality is part of life. So if you really want to avoid all this, you must make sure you have the Dhamma. You have the understanding, the awareness, everything. Then take care of karma. Otherwise, the condition may just arise, even though it's a very low percentage at the moment. But I don't know whether it's something that will spread or not. I'm not very sure. To me, what I know is coming, but it's non-contagious. I don't think it's contagious. Hereditary, yes. Maybe if one of your parents have, then due to hereditary, some of the children may have. Oh, another 10 minutes. Anybody got any experience with dementia? All of a sudden this topic like very popular. When people get... Oh, your mother. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, she can't even recognize you. Oh, at the bottom, the head is at the bottom.
Hello.
She
knows I'm somebody very close to her.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
But she cannot remember.
Her own towards the very end, her own name.
Also, she cannot remember.
But her nature is still very good, very kind.
Very good. Oh, that is
happy,
good. That is her habitual tendency.
That one is very good. She'll still want to feed the dog. Very peaceful.
She inherited that, the goodness.
But yeah.
But did you all have to like trouble taking care of her during the last few years?
First of all, it's very gradual, probably spread over like 10 years.
Then not so bad, yeah.
It's not so easy, because, but not too bad, not too bad, because
she knows how to
nature,
go out and come home also.
She locked the door. She's very peaceful. She doesn't.
Oh, that's good.
Because I heard of cases where they can be violent.
Yes.
Yeah, but my mom was very comparatively, I think very easy to take care. We attempt to get her to do, to do things. Actually, brought her to offer dana to Mahinda.
Mahinda
give her beads.
Oh, okay.
Ask her to chant. Because she meditate.
Very good.
Before she chant. But at that stage she can't.
Cannot.
She do one twice and then she'll stop. just they can't.
Correct. Because of the age also.
Let them do something simple like plucking vegetables and all. Towards the later stage they just can't. So got to take care of them. Sadhu. But my
very
dad
good.
Was okay, but my mom.
Normally it's one of them. One of them. Thank you for the sharing.
To add something is that if there's anybody with my mom, she even though she doesn't know what exactly is happening, but she appreciate very much anybody who just talk to her,
hold
her hand.
Yeah, that's very good.
She always very happy.
That is a very good inheritance from her life. That one is very good. Because not easy. Like my neighbor, he is not peaceful. He every time go and think, get unhappy. And you know what he told me when he said the car lost? He said he's been staying here. He still remember 30, 40 years old. Never happened before. No, he said, why today they come and steal? Then I suspect already. I think he up here not correct. That's why I asked him, where is your wife? Is it upstairs sleeping? I said, can call her now. He said, let her sleep. She must be very tired. Yeah, yesterday. Then we just leave it. But he become more and more agitated, you know, more and more unhappy. You know. That's why he said he want me to report to police and call the whatever guard and all those things. You know. So because I saw him, I pity him. So I said, okay, no problem, I'll do it for you. So I went and took my handphone. I called the guard. Then the guard responded very fast. Came. Then the guard said, kita ronda. Tapi itu gate tak pernah buka. I say, they are so near. That's all, no? Then he said, we got video camera. Tak percaya, kita tengok video camera. So I spent 1-2 hours inside there. Luckily, fast forward. Otherwise, I got to sit there 4 hours. Then when he sit there, yeah, he deteriorated very fast. He can't stand. So I gave him the chair. He said, then I stand there together with the guy. I say, kita tengok. Then you know what happened? He can't even recognize his house and my house and the neighbor's house. No? Then he saw one car come out of the neighbor's house. No? Actually, my neighbor, no, he's 3 houses away. Yeah. His one is next to me. Then he saw one car come out. Oh, he said, 那辆车偷去了. I said, 那个不是你的家. I said, 那个是隔壁的家. Then after that, he saw my house, oh, my car come out. I went for breakfast, oh, my car come out. Then I said, 那辆是我的车. And the video camera very good, oh, car number, registration plate also can see. Oh, that's why I no need to install video camera. So my house got free video camera. Then what time I come back also is in the video. Then I said, Kausen, 没有啊. Because his house no car go in, no car come out. Oh. Then luckily the wife woke up, then call him. Call him, he don't know how to answer phone call also. I said, slight. I said, just slight. He don't understand. Then he passed the phone to me. By the time I want to slide, the call went off already. Then I call back the number where I saw is the wife's number. So I call back his house. Then the wife pick it up. Then he heard my voice. He said, 我先生呢? 你先生跟我在guard house. 做什么? 他的车不见了, 他要来看video camera. 哎呦, Mr. Teo, 你不要听他. That's right. Sometimes you pity them. Then I realized he was quite miserable, quite pitiful, but the artist is coming. Then the wife also find it very difficult, very difficult. The wife actually said, not easy to look after him. Then sometimes the wife also want to lock him out. Oh, yeah, Lim Kim Tan. He didn't tell you. Separately, But Sui An said coconut oil. Well, there was a European doctor. The husband also dementia, take coconut oil. Recovered, I don't know. Maybe you can try, I don't know. Both together. Okay. The nerve failure. The nerve. Cannot move. Your Sam got one uncle, I think. Parkinson. That's what happened to Sam's one of the uncle, I think. Very severe Parkinson, and he become very depressed. A lot of things he was not able to do. So, and they themselves know, it's actually the nerve starting to give problem. Then the reflex action and all those things. Then sometimes they cannot write. I got one TA last time. He can't even right properly, you know, the hand was shivering. Then when he eat, take the spoon, if it's a plate, a lot of this sound, not steady. He can't even sign the check. So this one, I think, got cure. This one, you take neurobion, vitamin what B complex, neurobion, help a lot, stabilize your nerve. So as you age, you need to learn more about medical history and medical symptoms. Then at least you know what to take. And like a car, you maintain it well, it will last you longer, serve you longer. But for us who have the Dhamma, you don't have to worry much. Your awareness, actually, the wisdom, you don't depend on memory. You don't depend on. But memory, you need the what they call the society's memory. That one you may need. You don't have. You can't even recognize who your wife is and where your house is. So that address everything. But the thing that I know is the old memory is always there. It's the new memory, where they don't have new memory cells to remember new things. So their problems start with the new memory. But by the time the old memory deteriorates, it's quite bad already. But with your awareness, because when I come out, my body come out when I was young, I don't need the brain. Without the brain, my awareness have the memory. It's like another, don't know what type of memory is in the astro mind. But it may not be the exact memory that we have in the brain. But I can remember, but by the time I was very young, I was only 9 years old, I can remember my brother's name. He walked in and I can hear him everything without my consciousness in my body, you know. Means they don't need the senses in the physical body to hear, you know. In the consciousness, they have their, what they call, I think the astral senses inside there. They can hear you. And it's loud and clear because it's not trapped inside your body. And it has its own senses. But that one is, you must have the awareness. So I believe with the awareness, it will help you. Even your brain is not really functioning very well. But your awareness can make you aware and understand a lot of things. So that one will be able to help you in a very big way. But the morbidity part, I don't think your awareness can help you much. But as you age, your bodily morbidity depends on your physical, actually. It's not so much of your mind. Like Suyan say, you got Parkinson's disease. Your mind won, but your body cannot move. So that is where the bodily part performance and movement cannot be coordinated. Okay, 10:30. So I think we can stop. We shall do the sharing of merit, so merit, then we can end. Akasata ca pumata devanaga mahindika penyantang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana itawata caamihi sampadan punya sampadan sabe dewa anumodantu sabasampati sidia hidang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. I think we chant the blessing for nation too. My wife reminded me to chant. Devo asatukalena sasa sapati siti yaca fito bawatu loko ca raja bawatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena kame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadu sadu. Okay, let's pay respect to Buddha. Then we end. Huh? Thank you.
Also, brother, louder.
Is it okay already or?